Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome all of you today on this second Sunday in Advent, and we are so glad that you are with us today in our worship time as we continue to worship the Lord and experience His grace during this Advent season and are reminded of what this season is all about. We talked a little bit about hope, and today the emphasis is going to be on peace. And so a little bit later on there, we will be directing our orientation in the direction of peace that's supposed to be. But we want to welcome all of those that'll be listening online later on. And we are so glad that you're here today. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship in your bulletin. God's chosen one will soon be among us.
We make our lives ready for the Lord's coming.
Chaos and anxiety may threaten our way.
In the coming one, there is peace and hope.
In the midst of all turmoil, the words still ring true. God is faithful, loving, and just. Well, let's join together there this morning and turn it in our hymn books, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint, hymn number 155, Angels from the Realm of Glory. And we're going to be singing the first three verses this morning.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight.
That's what we come to do today. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. God of wholeness, you are the giver of life, living in us through the power of your Holy Spirit. You are the voice that calls us from our wandering, setting us on a new path. You are the living water that purifies us, baptizing us for service. Refresh us in this time of worship and reignite our desire to serve you. In the name of Christ we pray, amen. And you may be seated this morning, and Diane is going to be coming this morning to help us out. Okay, Monica is going to help out too. Good, good. And let me get this. Don't forget, we're doing responsively again.
The second Sunday in Advent. People of peace, God desires people who hold fast to the vision of God's kingdom where peace and justice reign.
Make us those peaceful people.
God longs for people who have courage, who examine their own motives fearlessly, who won't abide intimidation or a bully.
Make us those peaceful people.
God yearns for people who resist the call to vengeance, the false solution of anger, the easy answer of hate.
Make us those peaceful people.
Let us pray. God of peace, we hear your call to live in peace with you and with our neighbors. Bring light to our path as we await your peaceable kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Appreciate that so much. Well, we're going to join together to sing our next hymn there. There's a song in the air, hymn number 122. And as we sing, we're going to invite our kids and their parents. And if there's any grandparents that want to join them, you guys can come on up and begin to decorate the tree there. And I hope maybe there'll be a couple adults that'll help out with getting everything out there. Come on.
There's a song in the air. There's a star.
This morning. All right. Who's this one going to? Is that yours? Can we hang him on the tree? We can hang the bear. What do we got? Yes. Ooh, look at all those things. Yep. Ha, 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 ha.
It looks good. There you go. Wow, there's all kinds of things out there. Oh, I guess I have to do this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I put the crown way up on top?
Yeah.
Yes. Get it stuck in there. We have to pull another one in and make sure it stays. Then it gets a crooked on us. There we go. We got the crown. Look at all these different ones. Who's coming tonight?
Dad.
No, not quite yet. Not quite yet. Yeah. We got a few more weeks, but it won't be long. Yes. Got all these pretty things to hang up. Lots of white ones in there. There you go. Good job. That's a butterfly. All the different ones today. Thank you for helping us out. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for helping us out and others. That looks really good. Now, wait a minute, I don't want you, he can come back down. We're gonna talk real quick, come on over. Yes, I think what I did with my thing. So I kept this one because this is a dove. And in the story of Noah, the dove comes back to the ark and lets them know that water is starting to recede and the dove is a symbol. See it flying? It's flying all over the place. It's flying around. It's letting Noah know that everything's at peace now because the dove is a symbol of peace. And that is our second Advent candle we lit today. So last Sunday, we lit this one that represents hope. And today, we lit this one that represents peace. And so when we decorate the tree and everything, all the decorations on there remind us about Jesus coming into the world and how he brings peace for us, peace into our world, peace into our hearts. And you know how we sometimes extend peace to other people? Yes, you're exactly right. We be nice. Now, what happens if we're mean? What do we have to do sometimes? Does Mom or Dad tell you you have to do something when you're mean to your brother sometimes?
Yeah.
What do you have to say to him?
Oh,
you do? That's an interesting thing. No, when you like in this case, I was asking her if she does something to her brother, what does your parents ask you to do?
Say sorry.
There you go. Yeah, you gotta say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been so grumpy to you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have thrown that toy and hit you in the head. You would never do that, would you? No, I don't believe that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see you are working hard to get those teeth out, aren't you? I see that this morning.
My relative was crying. First one,
I see you got the two down there out.
Yeah, and the other one, Daddy just yanked it out.
Daddy yanked it out?
Yeah.
Did he want to hook a string onto it and then on the door?
No. He hurt it a little bit. He just yanked it out.
Oh, okay. He got it out for you. Yeah, sometimes they get stuck and you gotta have some help. I tried to talk Chase into letting me hook a couple strings on his teeth and hook it on the door and shut the door to see if it'd yank it out.
Mom never even wanted to be close to my teeth because she never wanted to yank them out. You're the only person that wanted to.
Well, that's kind of like people that don't want to get close to people's toes because they don't like toes. But So Jesus brings peace. And you know, the reason you say, I'm sorry, is because you want your brother to forgive you, don't you? And guess what? That is one of the teachings that Jesus taught us, is that if we want to keep peace between us, sometimes we got to say, I'm sorry, so that we can get forgiveness. And they'll say, it's okay, I forgive you. See? And then we move on, and then there's no anything between us. So that's why sometimes when mom and dad say, tell your sister you're sorry, or tell your brother you're sorry, you know, that we do that, because that makes sure there's nothing between you and your sister or brother, depending on whichever you fall into. Okay, so, and that's why we're celebrating today, that Jesus brings us peace. Okay? All right, you can go on downstairs. I think Miss Kathy is working with you today.
Brent's not here today.
I saw that.
Well, as we go to our time of prayer this morning, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share with us before we go to prayer today. Someone, yes.
I have three things. One, Katie has finally found medication for Katie, and she has stabilized, and she is very happy, and she's doing quite well in school.
And we're thankful for that, yes. Okay, so we want to remember Lisa.
And then Kathy, the tall lady that comes with me to church sometimes, she is still here. Her carotid artery, one of them, is closed, is blocked 85%. And so she is.
Are they going to stent her or?
Yes, they are going to stent her. I'm not sure when this is going to happen. But she is freezing to death.
Yes, I know. She's used to being down in that warmer weather. So we want to remember Kathy also in our prayer, who's going to have a stent put in her heart. Someone else, yes.
Ben and Pat Bastin both passed away. Within 24 hours, Tony is still in the hospital, but he's doing better, and hopefully he's going to get home. And Bill Wilkins had his surgery. They did the skin flap. They also did the skin graft on his left leg. He'll be there at least till the middle of the week. And then it'll be determined how he's doing, because they put two wound vacs in. And
is he at Upper Valley?
Miami Valley,
okay.
And he will probably have to have surgery again in the future.
Okay. Yes, and I see that. Yes, so we want to remember Ryan in our prayers, and some of the others, the Gustin family, all battling there. For Becky Maxson, we want to continue praying for her. We talked to her. Jody and I talked to her the other night. She's doing much better, she said, but she will get these bouts of where she's just extremely tired and exhausted. And so we want to continue to remember her. We want to continue praying. You mentioned Tammy and Levi. We want to remember them as Tammy. Is Levi have COVID now too? Because I know Tammy was recovering from it. Oh, his was negative. Okay. Okay, good. Someone else, joys or concerns? Yes.
Taking shots in his stomach so they wouldn't have to go on with chemo, but that's not going to be the case. We have a lot more treatments coming.
Okay. So we want to remember Dennis. He's on our monthly now, and we've been praying for him that's battling cancer. And she was just sharing that he's going to have more rounds of chemo. Someone else, I thought I saw. Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Yes, I talked to him the other day, and he said it would just come on real quick and be really bad at times. And so we definitely want to keep him in our prayers. Yes. Yep. What is your nephew, the nephew?
Jake,
okay. Yes, sometimes you can have trauma from witnessing things like that.
Trauma.
Yes. So we want to remember Alex as he's recovering from that gunshot, which I think it was, Linda, you were talking about it last week, weren't you, about how bad it was and how it affected various parts? Yes, and then for Jake, who witnessed that and the trauma that's involved with that.
For Krista Kirk, she also has COVID.
Okay. So we want to remember Krista in our prayers. That is Nick's wife, right? Yes, Nick's wife.
And Nick and the kids are so far away.
Okay. Someone else? Anybody else? Yeah. Yes, definitely want to continue praying for Bonnie. And I thought, yeah.
I'm lost
in focus. What's that?
Just a lot of stuff going on.
Okay. Yes, and I think sometimes that's why people say unspoken, because it's just so many different things. And yes, so.
Richard.
Yes. And I was going to bring something up. I talked to Richard this week. His surgery went well. He was on his stomach, and they went in through his back of his neck for 4 hours of surgery, flipped him over, and went in through in here somewhere and did a cleanup on the other side. He's doing very well. When I talked to him, that I found out, well, he had the same surgeon I did that operated on my back. And but the last one I talked to him, he said it's looking like he'll be going somewhere for rehab for a while, Spring Mead or the other one up in Piqua, possibly. And he can get his arm and leg strength back to full capacity. So definitely want to continue lifting up Richard in our prayers. I'm also going to ask, go ahead. Oh, Linda Everett? Okay. So we want to lift up Linda Everett this morning. Was there another one I saw? Oh, wow, several. We got to move quicker here because we're going to run out of time.
It's the family, the Cook family again. We prayed for the Cook family when they lost Susie, their mom. Well, their oldest son has been fooling around for like a year trying to figure out health issues and what's going on. And he's like early 40s and he has leukemia. So.
You know his name?
Fess.
Seth?
Fess. Like Festus. Fess.
F-E-S-S.
Fess.
Okay. Okay, so for Fess. Okay. With leukemia.
We've been praying. I've prayed for Rick Callen. He's a friend of ours that has the cancer. And he had a collapsed lung just before Thanksgiving. And they did a more extensive look again. And all the tumors have grown.
Okay. So we want to remember Rick this morning in our prayers, that's battling cancer. in various places. Anybody else? Anybody else? We want to remember Diana Beasley in our prayers. It's getting harder for her to function with her Parkinson's, and her brother and his wife and niece have been kind of staying there for 24-hour care now at the house. She had a few good days. I saw her this week, but she definitely needs our prayers. They did go and get her medicine readjusted, and her niece was saying that that's helped a lot. So we're hoping to see some improvement here, but she definitely needs our prayer. And then, as we mentioned earlier, but we want to remember the Kirk family in our prayers today. So we got lots of needs there to pray about. And so as she plays, I'm going to invite you to pray, and then I'm going to come and close us out then in prayer. Just so many needs today that have been mentioned. And Lord, we just want to lift up all of them to you today. God, as the various ones here in our congregation were just praying a little bit ago and naming off names, Lord, we just lift up all of them to you. And I just join in with them as they have prayed for different ones. Lord, we lift up those that are needing to have procedures done, surgery, or who are recovering from surgery, God. We just ask for your touch, your grace, your healing. Those that have been battling COVID and are recovering from COVID, God, we just ask for your healing touch and strength for each of them today. Lord, those who are going through chemo treatments that are just in need of your healing touch and strength and grace. And God, we just lift up each of them today. And Lord, those that have just mentioned so many different things that are going on, God, we just ask that you would just minister and work in each of these situations as only you can do. Lord, we're thankful for your touch in each of these ones, ones that are going to be going in for procedures yet. We just lift them up to you, ask that you would guide and bless, and your healing touch over all of them today. As we lift each of them up today. And Lord, I lift up this Amish girl that was in this accident that Jeannie Marlowe was mentioning to me earlier this week. God, that your healing touch will be there and your grace and them for that family. Lord, that you'll minister there as only you can do. And we thank you for that today. We thank you, Lord. We lift up the Kirk family, God, asking for your peace and your grace and your comfort during this time, as with the loss of Betty, and we're going to miss her. And we just pray for your presence to be with them through all of this, especially for Tom, Lord, and that you'll just grace him in the weeks, days, and months ahead. And Lord, we thank you that we can always turn to you in our time of need, and that you're the one that ministers to us. And so we're thankful and grateful for all of these things. And we're thankful for your blessing upon the rest of the service as we break the bread of your word, that you'll speak and encourage our hearts. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining with us for prayer today. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. We want to thank you for your faithfulness in giving and how that is a blessing. As you know, we often reach out and are such a blessing during this late in the year, during the holidays. So as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. We bring our offering that you have provided us, O Lord. May they help bring peace to a troubled soul and world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from the Luke passage this morning. Luke chapter 1, and we're going to be reading verses 67 through 79 this morning. Zechariah, John's father, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Blessed are you, the Most High God of Israel, for you have visited and redeemed your people You have raised up a mighty Savior for us of the house of David, as you promised through the mouth of your holy ones, the prophets of ancient times, salvation from our enemies and from the hands of all of our foes. You have shown mercy to our ancestors by remembering the holy covenant you made with them, the oath you swore to Sarah and Abraham, granting that we, delivered from the hands of our enemies, might serve you without fear, in holiness and justice, in your presence all our days. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you'll go before our God to prepare the way of the promised one, giving the people the knowledge of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. Such is the tender mercy of our God, who from on high will bring the rising sun to visit us, to give light to those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a grandparent was with his grandson, Billy, and they were out in their vacation cabin, and the grandfather said that we're going to keep the lights off until we're inside to keep those pesky insects from following us in when we turn the lights on inside the cabin. Well, still, a few fireflies followed us in, and noticing before I did, Billy whispered, "It's no use, Grandpa. The mosquitoes are coming in after us with flashlights." I thought that was kind of cute. Sometimes the things kids say are just a wonderful thing. I want to talk to you this morning about Advent again, living in peace. Well, one by one, people, many of us here included, are preparing for Christmas. Lights, wreaths, Christmas trees, shopping, events, Christmas cards. You know, over a week ago, Jody and I were already getting Christmas cards from some of the folks at church. And thank you for those, by the way. And you're already making plans for Christmas. One of the things that I like about the season is the songs and music of the Christmas season. But not too early, though. Not too early, though. I have to clarify that. Jody has been playing some Christmas music in the kitchen here lately, and I'll hear it in the front room. But one thing about, well, I'll just say this. The other night, she was playing a song. I don't even remember which one it was. And as it was playing and I could hear it singing, it just kind of struck me, and I teared up a little bit with that song that happened to be playing at that moment. And as I say that, I'm thinking, have you ever noticed how a certain song might cause us to feel a certain way? Or maybe a song will bring a person or an event back to our mind because of memories that we made in those moments, whether it was our parents or our grandparents, a spouse that we love very much, or whatever that may have involved. And that's why songs are so powerful. In our reading today, the priest Zechariah, who is John the Baptist's father, began to sing forth a song. And the song not only talks about God's faithfulness and how God has been with them through the seasons and years and the centuries, but also talks about his son who was born and who's going to go before the Messiah who's going to come. And he's going to help prepare the way for the Messiah. But then at the very end, he talks about this dawning, this bright star that will shine forth and come and visit the earth and bring light to people sitting in darkness and peace to people that don't know the pathway of peace. And as I was thinking about that this week, I started to think about what is that path of peace that Jesus has brought us? And what does that involve? And so as I think about it, and we talk a little bit about it this morning, I want to talk to you about living in peace. And living in peace involves two things that I want us to see. First of all, living in peace involves walking in forgiveness. Forgiveness. Zechariah talks about God's tender mercies. God's tender mercy is the foundation of the Messiah's peace. Zechariah talks about how the Messiah is going to come, but that is the result of God's mercy, God's grace that has been extended into the world. And many in Jesus' day believed that violence and war was the path to peace. Jesus taught a different way. We're familiar with this. In fact, you could say it this way. Jesus taught forgiveness is the pathway of peace. I was trying to share that a little bit with our kids. But you know, how do we have peace? How that kid from Michigan that decided to take his parents' gun into that school and shoot up all of those people. I guarantee you, if he would have experienced the peace of Christ and let go of that hatred and anger in his heart, he wouldn't have done what he did. And that's the answer to our world today. And Zechariah sings of God's mercy as the reason for forgiveness and the reason why the rising star, i.e. Christ, will visit our world and shine the light and guide us on that path of peace. Now, thinking about this Advent season, you know, if you think about it, Advent offers us opportunities for reconciliation. During this season, many people's hearts are a little softer because of what's going on. And maybe they're more open to seeking peace through forgiveness and reunion. You know, I don't know if you remember the first Home Alone movie. Chase must have went down to help with the kids this morning, but that I remember the first time he watched Home Alone. We all watched it together and we were laughing. But there's a scene at the very end involving that creepy old man that the boy just wasn't sure, Kevin, who that guy was and what he was. But at the very end, he finds out the story of that man who was sitting with him in church when Kevin thought his family was abandoned him and he was all alone and didn't know, and he was listening to them, the choir sing. And Mr. Marley was his name. Come to find out, he was one of Kevin's neighbors. And Marley had not been together with his family in some 20-some years because of some animosity that happened between him and his son. And Kevin in that story, you know, it's funny, through all the craziness that happens in that movie, Kevin tells Mr. Marley, you need to go and you need to reconcile with your son and get that right. Because he also said he had never seen and been a part of his grandson's life because of that. Well, guess what? Mr. Marley took Kevin's advice and was able to reunite with his family. At the very end, you see Mr. Marley with his son and his grandson in that movie. I believe forgiveness is the doorway to peace. And I believe that is true not only for each of us, but I also believe it's true for our world if we will take a hold of what Jesus has taught us. Walking in forgiveness. Second aspect of peace and living in peace is walking in the light. Jesus is the light of the world, as John says. And Zechariah sings of that. And so here's how I want to kind of convey this a little bit. First of all, the radiance of the Messiah will fill God's people with peace. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, Zechariah sings of Jesus' presence as being like a rising star or sun that is visiting our planet. Think about that. You know, you have some people that talk about aliens has visited our planet, you know, Area 57 or 53 or whatever that is out there in Arizona. And I mean, my gosh, one time I sat, I think it was the History Channel, and I watched and I'm listening to this guy and I'm like, holy mackerel, this guy's off his rocker. You know, all these crazy things that he was believing. But it's interesting that Jesus is described, like we see in the book of Numbers, as the morning star. That's also picked up in the book of Revelation. The morning star that has visited our world and has shown the light of God out into the world so that they can see the path of peace. You know, for some Christians, their life is not a peaceful life. And because I've met them in my years of ministry. And until the light of Christ shines on their hearts and illuminates that area of their life where they need to let go of this or let go of that hurt or let go of this forgiveness or let go of that pain or let go of this darkness or whatever it is, they will miss out on the light of peace in their life. I mean, think about Jesus's life. The angels at his birth sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all." Jesus often spoke peace to his followers, and he said, "Peace be still," or "Peace be with you," speaking that into their lives, especially as he was preparing them in the Gospel of John for his departure from this world. Do you need his peace today? Advent reminds us, and here's what I want you to catch a hold of. Advent reminds us peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the light of Christ's presence. Peace is not getting rid of all of our enemies. We've seen that through history. People have killed all their enemies, and they're still not at peace in their life. Peace is not overcoming all of our challenges. Peace is not getting rid of any troubles that we have in our lives. Because guess what? That doesn't guarantee peace. Here's the thing. There can be trouble. There can be conflicts all around us on the outside. And we can still have peace on the inside. Peace is knowing Christ is with us in the midst of trouble. And such peace is what has stood in contrast to the peace of the world down through history. I read about a contest where anyone who painted a picture that displayed peace in the greatest, most compelling way would win some kind of cash prize. There were all kinds of paintings of beautiful, peaceful sceneries. One of them was the sun setting over an ocean. The other one involved palm trees blowing in the wind. It was just so peaceful. There was a pasture scene, rolling lush green hills, white picket fence with a backyard lake in the background. That was another one. One was a winter scene with fresh snow on top of a log cabin, and you could see through the windows a fireplace with the fire burning and the majestic mountains in the background. A beautiful picture. It just looked so warm and cozy. But none of those paintings won first prize. In fact, here's the painting that took first prize. It was a picture of a storm and flashes of lightning and rain coming down, and wind blowing in the trees. It looked the very opposite of peace. But in the cleft of the rock, was a bird in her nest tucked away. In the midst of that storm, she was just sitting there as calm and peaceful as can be. And here's the picture right here. I wish I can't find my pointer anymore. This picture on the left, it's split, the screen is. The picture on the left is the whole picture. The storm, the waterfalls, the raging that was going on. But right under the waterfall splashing, if you look on the right, there's a close-up of that. There's the little bird hunkered down in the midst of that. That is the painting that won first prize. Zechariah's song reminds us of God's mercy, but more importantly, it reminds us that there is peace in the storms of life, in the chaotic craziness of life. And the key is that we extend forgiveness and we hold on to that peace of Christ in the midst of the storm and not let it go. It's living in peace. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a couple minutes there and greet one another. Say hi to various ones, and then we'll close out there with our chorus this morning. I may have to go get another one because I've never been able to find one. Is it crooked a little? Oh, it was hanging on one. Oh, well, you know what? I think the bow's been on the side in the past on some of them. You were good. Well, let's stand as we close out this. You know what? I don't understand. It's like twice the work when you guys greet one another and then you sit down when you know we're going to stand back up. I guess it's exercise day this morning. Let's sing this. I hope you know it. There's three verses to it. We're going to sing the first verse today, twice through. And then next week, we'll sing the second verse because they flow along. I noticed the next three flow along with our candles. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Let's sing it again through. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Let's join together there for our benediction on the backside this morning. God has begun a good work in us. Go forth in peace. May peace be with us and with all whom we meet. Let Christ's peace fill in our hearts. Amen.